on. Now they can't wait to get me hands on your land.
Ah, the fine sound of the country gentleman band the Wurzels there. And what finer bunch of gentlemen could you ask for? Well, we're in the West Country this month, and the Wurzels symbolise everything that's good about the West Country, where the people are cheerful, a little bit eccentric, they drink homemade cider, and they have sex with the sisters. Only kidding, of course. Not all the cider's homemade. So, what are we doing in the West Country then? Well, the main thing we're going to do is taste the local brew, which, as I mentioned, is cider. Yes, this is cider country, real cider country, where they grow their own apples, press them, and make what can only be described as rocket fuel. Scrumpy, as it's better known, is a strong, still and cloudy cider, often with a little sediment in the bottom, and you can drive up to many a farm in these parts and buy their scrumpy direct from them, usually in plastic gallon containers. You pay for it then, and you pay for it the day after too, usually with a thick head and blurred vision. The West Country is made up of beautiful English countryside with rolling hills and open fields, but as I suggested, the locals have a reputation for being inbred and a little stupid. But as always here on the British Hour, we're here to dispel those myths and find the real truth behind the rumour in our hard-hitting investigation called Of Course I Sleep With My Sister, I've Known Her All My Life. Firstly, we're going to speak to Mr. Barleymoe, who comes from a long line of farmers in these parts, a man born and raised in the West Country, as he describes it, from a family tree with no branches. So, Mr. Barleymoe, thanks for joining us here on the British Hour. Fine, well, what can you tell us about the people of the West Country?
I tell you, though, my wife's better, though. I get so for...
All of them? Interesting, and how do you explain that?
And she says, what do you want?
Cousins, eh? Fascinating. Well, thanks for your time. We'll leave you to go about your business. Nice cock, by the way. We're here in this field now, which belongs to local farmer Peter and his wife Brian. Thanks for joining us on the British Hour, you two.
I get something!
Now, we're in this particular field because every year in these parts, the fields are the centre of attraction for a number of people, and some of them apparently not of this world. You see, these fields are frequently found to contain crop circles, much like the one I'm standing in now. And they are patches of flattened crops, sometimes simple single circles, and sometimes very elaborate designs of interconnected rings, mathematical symbols, and complex DNA structures. Many people think that they're the work of UFOs and aliens trying to contact us, while others think they're just the work of drunken students with nothing better to do. To get the scoop on this particular formation, we'll speak to Brian, who has no doubt flattened some grass in a time. Brian, how do you think these complex patterns appear in the dead of night?
I tell you, though, and she says, what do you want?
And what shape is this one?
I get something!
You don't know? Shall we go up in the chopper and have a look? We're up here above the crop formation now to see what pattern it is, and I'm looking down on what would appear to be a student prank. Brian, tell the folks at home what the crop formation is.
I tell you though.
Yes, a giant cock and balls. Did you draw it, Brian? I said, did you draw it, Brian? Idiot. Take us down, Governor. We're back on the ground now in the town of Portishead, famous for the band that came from here in the 1990s, called Portishead. The band was so popular that the road signs for miles around kept getting pinched by souvenir hunters. Other than that, it's just a boring shithole. Let's head south again to the seaside and we'll hit Weston-super-Mare. Well, here we are in Weston-super-Mare, famous for its wonderful beaches, inclement weather, and kids on miserable caravan holidays. Only kidding, of course. Sometimes the weather's quite nice. Well, I've had about as much as I can take of the West Country, but if you fancy losing a couple of days of your life, try the local cider. If you fancy dicking about in a field in the dead of night with some students, a plank and a compass, then this is the place for you. Join us next month on the British Hour when we head north and east and back in time to visit Yorkshire. Put your cock away, Brian.